So it was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I was sitting on a stage in Philadelphia, I think it was, with a bag similar to this, and I was pulling a molecule out of this bag. And I was saying, you don't know this molecule really well, but your body knows it extremely well. And I was thinking that your body hated it at the time, because we are very immune to this. This is called the alpha-gal epitope, and the fact that pig heart valves have lots of these on them is the reason you can't transplant a pig heart valve into a person easily. Actually, our body doesn't hate these. Our body loves these. They eat them. I mean, the cells of our immune system are always hungry, and if an antibody is stuck to one of these things on a cell, it means that's food. Now, I was thinking about that. I said, you know, we've got this immune response to this ridiculous molecule that we don't make, and we see it a lot in other animals and stuff. But I said, we can't get rid of it because all the people that tried to transplant heart valves found out you can't get rid of that immunity. I said, why don't you use that? What if I could stick this molecule, slap it onto a bacteria that was pathogenic to me and had just invaded my lungs? I mean, I could immediately tap into an immune system that was there, or it was not going to take 5 or 6 days to develop it. It was going to immediately attack whatever this thing was on. It was kind of like the same thing that happens when you're getting stopped for a traffic ticket in L.A., and a cop drops a bag of marijuana in the back of your car and then charges you for possession of marijuana. It's like a very fast, very efficient way to get people off the street. And it's like, so you can take a bacteria that really doesn't make these things at all, and if you could clamp these on it really well, you could have it taken off the streets. And for certain bacteria, we don't have really efficient ways to do that anymore. Antibiotics are running out. And I mean, the world apparently is running out too, so probably it doesn't matter whether in 50 years from now, streptococcus and stuff like that will be rampant because we won't be here. But if we are, we're going to need something to do with the bacteria. So I started working with this thing with a bunch of collaborators and trying to attach this to things that would themselves attach to certain specific targets on bacteria that we don't like. And I feel now like George Bush. He said, mission accomplished. So I might be doing something dumb, just like he was doing at the time. But basically what I was talking about there, we've now got it to work. And it's killing bacteria. It's eating them. This thing can be stuck, like this is that little green triangle up there, sort of symbolizing this right now. You can stick this to something called a DNA aptamer. And that DNA aptamer will attach specifically to a target that you have selected for it. So you can find a little feature on a bacterium that you don't like Staph aureus. I don't like it in particular because it killed a professor friend of mine last year. It doesn't respond to antibiotics, so I don't like it. And I'm making an aptamer that will have this attached to it that will know how to find Staph when it's in your body and will alert your immune system to go after it. Here's what happened. See that line on the very top with the little dots? That's a bunch of mice that had been poisoned by our scientist friends down in Texas at Brooks Air Base with anthrax. And they had also been treated with a drug that we made that would attack anthrax in particular and direct your immune system to it. You notice they all lived. The ones on the top line, that's 100% survival rate. And they actually lived another 14 days or 28 when we finally killed them and took them apart and figured out what went wrong, why did they not die? And they didn't die because they didn't have anthrax anymore. So we did it, okay? Mission accomplished.